Next, we'll travel to Lincoln County, North Carolina, to meet an artist who's putting his own spin on a family legacy. Historically, the Catawba River Valley is pottery country. The Reinhardt family worked here for generations, making utilitarian pots for farmers. Now Michael Gates is building on his ancestors' work. Joe O'Connell introduces us.
Michael has always been creative, but it took him a while to find his calling as an artist. He spent time in Australia, lived in California, and then, about 5 years ago, inspiration struck, much closer to home. I'm in North Carolina's Catawba River Valley with Michael and his dad, Jim. We're making our way through the overgrowth beside an old farmhouse. It's been in their family for generations. In the 19th century, this whole region was a hotbed of pottery production. Dozens of artisans, many of them German, made ceramic jugs, the kind that people needed to store food, water, and essentials. Michael's ancestors were among those artisans, and as late as the 1950s, members of his family were still making pots in the old utilitarian style.
This was the firebox right here.
The spot where we are now is where Michael's great-grandfather built his kiln, what they call a groundhog kiln, dug into the earth and enclosed by an arched brick roof.
I'll show him the arch.
And you can come down a little bit and you can see the arch in here. And as you can see, it's pretty much glazed over and all still intact. There might be one or two bricks that have fallen out. It's in really good shape, considering its age.
For Michael, this has always been a family monument. But now it's also a source of artistic vision. In recent years, he's been making regular visits to the Catawba Valley. And they've led him to completely rethink his own art.
In my education and just early on, I enjoyed surrealism and kind of went through phases and never really found a focus until I started looking closely at my own history and the region.
That's when something clicked. When he got a bit of distance, Michael saw that the creative foundation he was looking for was already in place, back where he'd started.
I guess you realize how unique it is, and all the things that you grow up seeing that you just take for granted and that kind of thing.
The story of Catawba Valley pottery has become the jumping off point for Michael's own pottery. Of course, his pots aren't quite the same utilitarian objects his ancestors made. They're art. And sometimes he even pushes the limits of what counts as pottery, such as the time he made a more modern version of the face jug, one of the valley's most iconic forms.
I bought some liquid photo emulsion I could paint on the pots I was making, and I started developing pictures onto the pots. I was taking pictures of my friends' faces and putting them on jugs and making face jugs and just having fun with it.
Years later, Michael still loves turning a historical style on its ear. In 2017, he entered a juried exhibit at the North Carolina Pottery Center called The Last Drop, Intoxicating Pottery, Past and Present. For source material, Michael looked back all the way to a 17th century English piece, a slipware vessel in the form of an owl. If drinking out of an owl sounds wild, drinking out of Michael's reinterpretation would surely be even wilder. The owl's face has what looks like a scornful, disapproving expression. Its ceramic body is densely adorned with underglazed decorations of hop vines and written phrases lifted from the American Prohibition movement. It's a clever and masterfully made piece. Not surprisingly, it sold immediately. From Michael's dad's perspective, Michael's stylistic experiments are all a welcome addition to the family story.
Michael he does some things that just blew my mind. He'll make face jugs and he'll put decorations on them. It looks like henna tattoos. Sells them in Asheville. It would have blown my grandfather's mind. I wished he could have lived to have seen some of Michael's work.
Enoch Reinhardt, Jim's grandfather, left pottery behind before collectors really began to crave work from the Catawba Valley in the 1970s and 80s. And Jim appreciates that Michael is making the leap into art pottery that his grandfather never could.
By Michael being able to work in the pottery field, it throws a little light back on my grandfather.
Michael wants his pottery to be a viable business, but he's still got a ways to go. One thing he lacks is a sizable wood-fired kiln of his own, so he can boost his production. That's part of why Michael and Jim are turning their attention to their family's old kiln. It's going to take a lot of work and some help from neighbors to rebuild it. But if things go well, they'll be able to fire it later this summer. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Joe O'Connell in Henry, North Carolina.